coming this Saturday to beautiful Santa Barbara, the Allman Brothers Band. The Allman Brothers Band will be appearing at the University of California Santa Barbara Campus Stadium this Saturday, October 18th at 12 noon. Plus, Dave Mason. And along with the Allman Brothers and Dave Mason, the incredible Little Feat. Don't miss the Allman Brothers Band, Dave Mason and Little Feat All Under the Sun at Santa Barbara this Saturday at 12 noon. Tickets available at Ticketron and at the door. And hustle and bump your way to the Hollywood Palladium this Friday and Saturday night for a Hollywood dance party. Starring the Average White Band plus Leon Haywood.
I wanna do something freaking to you.
And Bazooka. Tickets at all the usual places, plus at the door, from Pacific Presentations and Star Treatment.
Got the gig.
Okay, this word, take a deep breath. Now, if that was easy, you're lucky, because 14 million Americans with respiratory diseases have trouble breathing. At National Jewish Hospital and Research Center in Denver, doctors help all suffering people breathe easier, regardless of origin, race, age, or ability to pay. If you need more information, write National Jewish Hospital, Los Angeles. They're going to touch you for a few bucks, probably. That's the sound of service from KNAC. I want to say that I have a guest this afternoon, and I'm happy that he's with us. Tim Curry is here.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
All right. Tim, of course, having created the bizarre character of Frankenfurther on the London and Los Angeles stage for the award-winning hit musical Rocky Horror Show. Tim is out with a film now. Tim is starring in the film of the play, right?
Yeah.
How is the movie different from the play in a working aspect, from you working in it?
It was very different. Because the play was in a very small theatre, and I had enormous kind of feedback from an audience. To do it cold to a camera was very different. It was kind of cold.
What was your favourite, working with the play or working with the motion picture?
Oh, doing the play, I think. Although I'd never done a movie before, so I was really, I mean, it was really interesting to do it, but it wasn't so rewarding, maybe.
A question that a lot of people have asked after seeing the premiere in Los Angeles: how come the cast in the movie was not the same as the cast in the play? Was there a reason?
Well, there were a lot of the original cast from London in the movie,
mm-hmm.
And two new Americans in the film. And the film was made in London, so. We used a lot of the people from the London show.
Was the show, did the show open on Broadway?
Yes, it did. Yeah.
And what happened to that?
It died a death,
yeah.
Eventually. I mean, it didn't really do too well.
Why? Because of its differentness?
You tell me.
Yeah. For the folks who haven't had a chance to see the motion picture or the play, and this is probably a big feat to ask, but can you briefly sum up what it's all about?
What happened? It's kind of a twist on the Frankenstein story. Frankenfurter is a transvestite from outer space, from a galaxy called Transylvania, and he has a kind of gothic castle in the middle of Middle America somewhere called Denton, in fact. And there's a college couple who've just become engaged, and they're driving off to tell their favorite tutor the good news. And they get waylaid and lured into the castle.
They get waylaid for sure.
They get laid and waylaid. And they have a pretty, you know, hard time with Frankenfurter, who is kind of a fairly monstrous figure. He has a sidekick to a hunchback butler called Riff Raff and a lady called Magenta. And a sort of household groupie called Columbia, and they... They entertain Brad and Janet in every possible way.
Right. We have, by the way, we have a copy of the album that Tim was nice enough to bring down, the soundtrack for the motion picture. That is not to be released in the States, right?
I think not. Yeah, I think, or certainly not yet.
Why not?
Well, because
the movie
there's
is here.
Because there's a great album on out already,
mm-hmm.
Which is out, and
Right. We have a copy of the play, and like to play a track from that now. We will get into a bit from the original motion picture soundtrack, too. This is Whatever Happened to a Saturday Night. Whatever Happened to a Saturday Night? That's from the original play version of the Rocky Horror Show. Tim Curry is our guest, and he is Frankenfurther in the play and in the motion picture. You were a Methodist minister in the Navy?
No, my father was.
Your father was?
My father was.
I'm glad I got that straight.
I'm glad you got it straight, too.
I don't think that, you know, they could have cast the motion picture any better using you as the star in the leading role. How did the casting come about? How did you...
Well, because of the play, really.
Well, how did the casting of the play come about?
How did the casting of the play come about? Well, the play started in a very small theatre in London. Tiny, I mean, 60-seat theatre. And I was doing the play that was on before it. So when they were auditioning for Rocky, they asked me to audition. I just auditioned, sang Little Richard song and read a bit of it, and they asked me to do it.
You sang a Little Richard song. I noticed you have your Elvis Presley badge on there, right? And Whatever Happened to Saturday Night is kind of a that's a flashback for sure, right? You have a new album coming out of tunes that has nothing to do with the Rocky Horror Show.
Right.
Yeah. What's the album about musically?
Well, it's a rock and roll album. I mean, it's pretty straightforward rock and roll, I think, mostly. I've done one oldie on it, which I think it will be out pretty soon as a single, which is Baby Love, the Supremes tune.
So that's an oldies bag too.
That's the only one on the album.
Yeah, and the rest of the material is written by who? You?
No, it's some of it's written by John Phillips. Some of it is written by new people. I mean, there's a Carole King tune too, which I don't know whether she'll recognize. A lot of it's by Phillips.
The old Mamas and Papas,
right?
Leader,
yeah,
for sure. This is another track, and this track is from the motion picture soundtrack, and more or less sums up the whole thing, probably from Rocky Horror Show. It's called Sweet Transvestite. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night? Or maybe a bite.
Right.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Sweet Transvestite is the name of the track, and that's Tim Curry, who is my guest this afternoon. And again, I say that it's good to have you here, Tim.
Thank you.
You seem very comfortable in that role. Is this the first play or in motion picture of this type that you've been involved in?
Yes, yeah. I've been acting for about 7, 8 years now, I guess.
Yeah, you have a play opening on Broadway.
Yeah, well, I'm here for two reasons, really. I mean, I'm out in California to finish up the album, and also on Saturday night here, there's a kind of a block party on where the cinema that's showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm.
There we've got a kind of unveiling ceremony at I think it's 7:30 on Saturday at the United Artists Westwood Theatre.
What's the title of the show that's opening on Broadway now?
The title of the show on Broadway, which has nothing to do with Rocky.
This is the thing that propelled you to that.
Is a play called Travesties, which is a new play which I've been doing in London for the last couple of months, and is opening on Broadway at the end of the month, which is set in Zurich, Switzerland, in the First World War, and I'm playing a poet and sculptor who invented the Dada movement, which led to surrealism, and I start rehearsing that next week.
I have to say that I'm sure that after people having a small taste of you in Rocky Horror Show, if you pardon the expression, they'll be happy to see that you're going on now to other things, and they'll have a chance to pick up on you as your career continues. I want to thank you for coming down, Tim.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. And we'll kind of sum it up the way the whole thing, the whole Rocky Horror Show sums up. And that's, I'm going home now. But we're getting sign language. What's happening?
Yeah. Well, I hope, you know, maybe we'll see some of your listeners out at the block party on Saturday at the Westwood Theatre, United Artists Westwood Theatre, yeah?
And 7:30 is the time.
7:30 is the time.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm going home.
Come outside in the rain, free to try and find a game, cards for sorrow, cards for pain, 'cause I've seen going home.